Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I don't really follow politics much anymore.
Rubs out.
I'm out. I've been...
You've been broken.
I've been broken and decommissioned.
I think we're going to stop.
And so I don't really... Because the daily updates just... It's a lot. Yeah. And it's just like... I'm just over it. So I have not really been following why Trump and Elon are fighting.
So it's over the big, beautiful bill...
Yeah, I know Elon hates the bill. I don't know what the bill is. I don't care. I just think it's funny that Elon... I mean, like, this was really predictable, right? Like, this happens with everybody that deals with Trump. It's like Elon Musk jumps into the election, and all of a sudden he's, like, this key guy.
Yeah.
And then Doge, and now they hate each other, and they want to kill each other. That was maybe minus 250. On the betting card, like, that was going to happen, yeah. Right?
And you can see it the last little while that Musk has said that he's taken a step back and doesn't want to be involved in this anymore. And
so now they're throwing barbs at each other.
Oh, it's more than barbs. I mean, there's serious threats going on.
Allegations.
Right, yeah, allegations, and Trump is threatening to cancel all of his government contracts, and dude, it's bad.
So Elon dropped the big bomb today, and he tweeted, because he owns Twitter. You know that?
Yes.
Did you know that? Well, he owns X.
Everything's computer.
So he's going right at him, which I respect, because Trump is kind of Teflon. Like, he's
never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And he'll go at anybody, and people just can't. Okay, let me ask you this before we get to what Elon's is doing and saying. Who has handled Trump the best? Nobody can handle it.
Well, what blows me away, and this is, I hate to give him credit, but Stephen A. Smith, when there was talk of, you know, would Stephen A. Smith run, he goes, dude, I want to debate Trump. He goes, I do not understand why people don't go bad at him. So, back at him. So Trump makes fun of people's weight.
Right.
He makes fun of their appearance. Whatever you think of him as a politician, dude, he is a fat, ugly, orange, bankrupted how many different things. He's cheats on his wife with a porn star. So he takes all these personal digs, and I've never understood why anybody doesn't just start absolutely throwing it right back in his face.
Well, there's a lot of material to do so.
There's a ton of it, but no one does.
I just think people just want to keep it professional. Like, they don't want...
Oh,
like,
so there's decorum to the presidency now?
Well, no.
Sure.
No, I just think... I'm just saying anybody... Like, if he came at me, I would not, I don't want to get into that. Like, most people are just like, dude, whatever, you're an idiot, I'm moving on.
But that's his superpower, is that...
That's his bit.
But he just keeps going, and he wins. He wins at it.
Yeah, he doesn't really have any, there are no repercussions
No.
ever. Like,
no.
Shit. And that's what he does. And I think people, he's just kind of an eye roll to a lot of people, and they don't want to muck it up with him.
To his people, dude, that guy is God.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, all the people that he attacks,
sure.
It's just like, of course he's going to attack me. It means nothing, whatever. And that's why I think a lot of people don't go back at him. But you're right. It's like there's never been anyone.
No, that pushes back.
Until Elon. And Elon.
And boy, did he.
He's not having it. So he said, this is on his platform X. You may know of it as Twitter. Time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump, and he tags him in there, is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Wow.
And then someone tweeted.
Bye, bitch.
Someone tweeted about Trump being impeached off of this, and Musk retweeted it and put facts. He said the truth will come. Truth will come out.
Okay, but isn't this. This is so Trumpian in that.
Nothing.
First of all, of course he was in the Epstein file. He's got a bunch of he was like buddies with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, for like 10 years.
So it's kind of like understood.
Well, there's audio of Epstein saying that like they were best friends. But again, nothing sticks to him, so it doesn't
matter.
That's
what I'm saying. The other point here is that no one will care.
No.
He could release, like if Trump isn't in the Epstein files, he would release him and say, see?
Well, he calls a bunch of
but
people
he
pedophiles, and everyone cares. But if he gets called, or someone associated with him gets called, everyone's like, nah, whatever.
He's amazing.
Well, that's his incredible superpower, is that...
Never seen anything like it.
People will not care. If he is in the Epstein files, they'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. He once
of course he was.
He once said that he could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and no one would care. And it's true. Like, it was a joke at the time, but it is true. Do you watch The Boys at all?
No.
I've seen the first two seasons.
Okay. So Homelander, who's the main villain in The Boys, it's a show on Amazon, and it's basically what would happen if superheroes were real. And they're all horrible people.
And they're like government assets, kind of?
Yeah.
Like they're part of a government program?
So Homelander is Superman if Superman was a psychopath killer. And by the way, Homelander is a Trump guy. Like he is very... He's very MAGA, and it's not subtle on the show about it. And he is, like, the definition of evil. Like, the stuff he does is shocking. And the guy who plays Homelander, because I guess the new season, the final season's coming out, he gave an interview, and he goes, you know what the weirdest thing is? He goes, every time Homelander does something terrible, the amount of love, like, that I get... From people, not saying they like the character, saying they love what I'm doing on the show,
commentary.
Like love the action. He goes, it's shocking to me. And that's the magic of Trump. No matter what he does, he cannot turn away his supporters. They have blind loyalty to him. And it is, like I said, it's a superpower and no one else has it. And no one else has the balls to go at him. But Musk apparently does.
Yeah,
he
Musk
care.
Taking shots. I haven't seen what Trump said or
Trump
whatever.
Said the easiest... Well, at first he said that he's crazy. He's calling him Crazy Elon now because he's got to come up with a name.
I love his nicknames.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's crazy. Elon said that he's going crazy.
Sleepy Joe.
And he said the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's government subsidies and contracts.
Okay. Well, that's actually a pretty measured response to Eli.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
But you know, you can see what's happening here, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
What?
Well, so Musk wanted certain concessions, and he wasn't getting them. And so obviously now that his influence was waning on Trump. Trump used him, and it wasn't a real need for him. And Trump was not giving Elon what he wanted, and this thing all came to a head. Because
this is what happens.
Everyone that deals with him, eventually it flames out.
But I think what's happening here is Elon is, I don't even know, could he run for president?
No, he wasn't born here. He's South African.
Yeah. He said, is it time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle? He's already pinned that tweet to the top of his account. He, by the way, has 250 million followers or whatever.
Well, he owns
And 81% of people say yes.
Yeah.
You know he is going to lead the charge now for that next election cycle. And he's going to handpick a guy, and he's going to be behind it. And I'll be damned if he probably won't make quite a bit of headway with that.
So Elon already said he spent a couple $100 million. He said that Trump wouldn't have been elected without me. Trump then said that they had a great relationship. Don't know if we will anymore.
Elon's tweet said Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House. Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude.
Yeah, he tweeted. So
I feel like Trump's being kind of measured right now. What's going on with him?
Well, it's possible.
He hasn't unleashed
yet. Does Elon have more on him?
Well, and that's what you got to wonder, too, is that remember, he had like unfiltered access to all the information. Who knows? But you finally have someone who is a big swing and you know what that's pushing back, and it's getting ugly. So now a bunch of Republicans are like trying to be like, guys, let's, like, even Jake Paul was like, guys, let's, when Jake Paul is trying to be the voice of reason, you know,
Jake Paul. Oh God.
He's claiming these two alpha males.
And
need to.
This is why I'm out. Jake Paul's involved. God.
Yeah. Oh, it's just,
it's kind of funny.
It just,
Kanye tweeted, bros, please no. We love you both so much.
The idea that just a few months ago, seriously, he was selling Teslas on the White House lawn.
Teslas.
I love Tesla.
And was given unprecedented access to everyone's sensitive information. And now one's calling the other one a pedophile and that you should be impeached. And that he's going to start a different political party. I mean, it's insanity.
Somebody pointed out that one party has the nuclear codes and the other has everyone's personal information in the world. It's like a pocket civil war.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Here now.
Crazy Elon now.
good times.
Is it?
No, it's not. They're like children.
I mean, I understand.
Seriously, they're like 10-year-old children.
I understand that this is all kind of funny and whatnot, but
it is.
One is the leader of the free world, and the other one is arguably the most powerful man outside of the leader of the free world, and now they're in a pissing contest. My God.
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now. Boy! Well, I'll go back to not caring. Here now!
It's hard to not see this. I mean, it is...
It is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
But
you're right. So far, at least I think from the POTUS, it's for him, it has been measured.
Yeah, he's up to something.
Yes.
Because he hasn't... No. He hasn't gotten pissed unleashed like he usually does.
I'll give it till about 2 in the morning when the Adderall kicks in and he'll...
Isn't that right? Like it's usually like late at night?
Late at night and he'll just write.
And he gets all rage?
Yeah. Believe me, there's no way that there isn't just a manifesto of piss and vinegar coming out eventually on whatever truth platform he has.
All right, coming up next, they are calling it the best photo ever uploaded to the internet. Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.